Happy Monday morning. It's time to wake up, kid. This week, we are talking about the answer to this question. Who made you? If I asked you that question, in fact, I am asking you that question. Answer it out loud right now. Who made you? If you ask me that question, I would say, God made me. I believe that God made me. I believe that because I read it in the Bible. The Bible never lies. Listen to what Psalm 100 verse 3 says. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We know God made us. The Bible tells us, but if you think about it, you know, just logically, just thinking, there had to be a creator, something, more specifically someone who was here before everything else that made everything that is. Things just couldn't have popped up. Humans couldn't have just appeared out of nowhere. My friend Jack wants to talk to you a little bit more about that, but first, let's hear the joke of the day.
What kind of a bear doesn't have teeth? A gummy bear!
Hey kid, this is Jack, and it's time for you to wake up. This week we are talking about the truth that God created you. Some people think that in the beginning, there was nothing, and then the nothing became something, and then that something eventually became everything. There are a lot of different ideas about how this worked, but since no one was actually there to see everything begin, people spend a lot of time guessing about what happened. But what it boils down to is that some people believe there is no God, so we weren't created by Him. A person who believes there is no God is called an atheist, and some atheists believe that everything we see came from nothing. They believe that in the beginning there was absolutely nothing, and then somehow, miraculously, magically, incredibly, nothing became something. The problem with that is that no one has ever seen nothing become something. It's impossible. In fact, no one has ever seen anything that would make them believe that nothing could turn into something. It's the weirdest thing to believe. But if nothing didn't become something, how could anything be here? The Bible teaches in Genesis that God, the creator of everything, was there in the very beginning, and in 6 days He created everything. On the sixth day of creation, He created Adam and Eve, the very first man and woman. He created Adam out of the dust on the ground and breathed the spirit of life in him. He created Eve out of one of Adam's ribs. God Himself has no beginning. He has simply always been there. Some people say that God created everything is just as impossible as nothing becoming something. But of course, they are wrong. There had to be somebody there in the beginning who didn't need to be created to create everything else. And while we've never seen anything to make us believe that something could be created by nothing, humans have seen lots of things to make us believe that God exists. Things like the historically proven fact that Jesus got up from the grave, gravity keeping us from flying off into space, people being unexpectedly healed from diseases, and the presence of God as children feel when they talk to Him, all prove that there is a God. So, while it is a miraculous and mysterious and maybe even hard to believe, there is a God who has always been there, has no beginning, and He created everything else. This one true God is the reason you exist. He created the first humans and all other humans came from them.